farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
On this edition of Calling Farmers, JAS targets 10% annual growth in domestic production and later or proverb of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Stay tuned to find out more.
Many of Jamaica's animals and plants are found nowhere else in the world. These animals and plants contribute to the health of our environment, to our social and economic well-being, and help to make Jamaica the unique jewel it is. Play your part to protect our unique natural heritage, not only this World Wildlife Day, March 3, but all year round, by not harming them and by reporting incidents. A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency.
The Jamaica Agricultural Society, JAS, will be seeking to grow domestic crop production by 10% annually as of 2016 in order to attain food security in Jamaica. Currently, agricultural domestic production levels are at 614,900 tons. The association is aiming to increase the levels to 1,030 metric tons by 2020. JAS President Senator Norman Grant says this will be done through its Eat What We Grow, Grow What We Eat campaign.
When the Jamaica Agriculture Society launched the Eat What We Grow campaign, the total domestic crop production for the country was some 491,000 metric tons. Over the 10 years of the campaign, the domestic crop production has grown by some 25%, which means that our domestic crop production grew by a weighted average of 2% per annum.
The JAS president says the society continues to promote the campaign aimed at reducing food imports.
At the end of the third quarter in September of 2014, the country imported $14 million less food. And that shows that the Grow What We Eat campaign is working.
And Senator Grant has also lauded the efforts of Trelawney's farmers despite the drought.
In the year 2013, the farmers in Trelawney accounts for 95,742 metric tons of the 614,000 produced in that year. This represents 15.5% of the domestic crop production.
The parish is ranked third in domestic crop production behind Manchester and St. Elizabeth.
The parish performed well during this year, showing increases for all quarters, that is 2014, except the first, when production declined marginally by 5.5%. But since then, production of Trelawney has increased in successive quarters, recording the highest production for the final quarter of 2013, which was approximately 31,409 metric tons of produce.
President of the Jamaica Agricultural Society, Senator Norman Grant. And now for our proverb of the day.
New broom sweep clean, but old broom know them corner.
And this means we should strive for a happy blend between the old and the new, combining the freshness of the new with the valuable experience of the old.
JIS has gone mobile. Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app. Available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
That's it for today's edition of Calling Farmers. Join us again next time. Until then, you can keep up with us by visiting our website at jis.gov.jm, checking out our Facebook page, or downloading the JIS app from the Google Play Store. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Anjui James Sawyers, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.